players here for today's meeting, and Mike and Lori are.
As long as Matt, Lori, and Tarin are here, we're good.
So we are gonna respect the time better today than last week, because I know Lori, you wanted to get to your conference.
Tarin too. We have training today.
But last week we talked about, you know, just kind of extending this marketing promotion, accessible emails bounced back and forth on, you know, some coupon stuff that could put together for the circulator, so. I don't know, Melissa, if you wanna kinda start on the Morehead side, and then Mike, you can kinda report on the Fargo side.
Sure, I emailed out Vic's Bar and Grill, Junkyard Brewery, Thai Orchid, and Everest Tika House were the four that I connected with, and were able to participate in the offer for the Link FM, and they were excited about it. You know, they wanted to test it, and they're like, why not? So all of them, other than one, put an expiration date on it, so yeah, they're excited to partner with it and see the opportunity.
And Mike, on your end, yeah?
We haven't had any discussions yet. We have a retail meeting today at 10 a.m., which will be brought up today.
Okay. And so how do we implement it? You know, with the holiday, literally a week and a half away, start of the holiday season, you know.
Are they gonna make their own coupons then for us to distribute?
See, they don't have the bandwidth to do that. I can do that if you want. If you wanna give me the specs, I can create those, that's fine. It just is challenging, because obviously Junkyard Brewery, I can work closely with Aaron, that's fine, from a marketing and making sure that his brand is represented properly, that's fine. I can do that, but that's why I didn't know where we were going from there. I'm more than happy to, you know, spearhead the four that I provided, or
I'm looking at my designer here, see what she wants to.
I'm not sure you're talking about specs. I'm not really sure exactly what format we had decided on.
The television part, we don't have the information yet, because they'll install till the end of November. But as far as a coupon goes, it could be any size, really, as long as the drivers can distribute it on board the bus.
We can maybe just choose a size that is easily split up within a page that can be printed pretty easily, and.
So do you wanna have one like where?
Something easily cut out.
Can it go on the bottom of a page, like this page?
I didn't know if we wanted to connect it to this on the bottom.
Well, we had talked last time that when we distribute those types of things, that's kind of just a temporary brochure for now, and we're in the process of doing our more final brochure. And then that's the type of thing that we wouldn't probably wanna put a coupon on.
Yeah, because we have to do large quantities and get some good prices in there, you know. So we could put something in there about check with your bus driver for the coupon for the for the week or whatever, and then have, you know, change our design of our brochure to say that there's going to be a coupon in there distributed, and then have the drivers take care of that as people get on board the
vehicle. Yeah, I think that's a good idea, because one of the things we talked about last week was somebody picking up, not riding the the connector, and, you know, using the coupon, and you know, the idea is to get them on the circulator.
Right. I mean, if we got to the point where we had enough interested businesses, we could maybe end up with a flyer sort of like that was full of coupons. You know, so these are the Link coupons for the week, you know, something like that.
You know, and so like Kornbacher's or Cashwise, some of the groceries have coupons for Papa Murphy's on the back of the receipt, so it's not like you have to have a great big thing just so it's noticeable, you know. But like you said, you know, if you got four from Morehead and four from Fargo, that might be, make a nice little page of coupons. And while we're working on getting the fancy ones, maybe we could do something just very simple for now.
Question: have you guys considered the possibility of putting the coupons on the Matt Link site, and then just putting a QR code on your brochure that people can scan with their phone, since everything is kind of going mobile anyway? That way you don't have to worry about
paper
or anything like that, and then it would be very easy to swap out those coupons, so that if, you know, businesses say, I only want to run this for the month of December, you don't have to worry about printing excessive amounts of coupons. You can just put it on the website, and
that gets away a little bit from the having to go on the Link to get them. but it might not be a bad idea.
It does, but I mean, the QR code would be on the brochure and just an idea.
Or you could keep the QR code within Link, within a handout on Link, just how you with the coupons.
That's true too.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a poster on Link, like, we have those little sleeves where we can put informational posters or. I like the flexibility of that.
Maybe what we should do in order, I'm just kind of a sense of urgency thing here, if you could, Melissa, work on, you know, just getting some printed, so at least we could get them on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And let's start with that, and then Mike, depending on how your meeting goes today, you could probably do the same thing. Let's start with that, so they're on the bus, and let's try that for a month, and then we can see, get some feedback from the merchants.
Mm-hmm.
That, hey, yeah, this is working, hey, this isn't working, you know.
Sure.
Then we can maybe go to the next step. I do like the fact I'm not like one of those QR code guys, so somebody's going to have to show me how to do that. Mike, will you?
The QR codes are pretty slick.
It's just like taking a picture.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, this is being taped. I shouldn't have admitted that.
I can give you some specs.
Perfect.
I was just something that'll fit nicely on like an 8.5 by 11 or something like that.
Yep, because I normally do it just because I have 4 and I was going to do just 4 per page, and it's easier for me to cut. So do you want me to
do
that?
Were you going to produce the handouts then as well? Is that what you were thinking?
I can do it for the Moorhead ones if that will help. You tell me what's best for you.
That's fine. I mean, it doesn't matter.
I think we maybe want to put them on some glossy paper.
Okay. Do you want me to send you? Why don't you send me the template? I will create it, and then you want to print it?
We'll figure it out. We can email about it. Get the details.
Perfect.
We're in the conference all day today, though.
So how fast do we want to get these out?
Right. Next week. Do we want them out Monday, or do you want to do them earlier than that?
Well, how soon do you think you can do it?
It'll take me a day. I mean, once I get a template, it won't take me very long.
Well, let's set Friday as a goal and come on the bus Friday.
Sure.
We can start emailing later today. I don't need to be in the office to
figure
out specs or anything.
And I'll be around.
Okay.
Then, Mike, if you want to just send out an email or something, that'd be great.
Yep, we'll do. Hopefully I'll be surprised, but just talking with a few people already, you know, our retailers and restaurants aren't, the feeling I'm getting that they're not very, very, very big in the couponing. They're rather ready to do something more from the event side of things. So I'm not optimistic.
Well, but that's okay too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the thing here is let's bounce it by them, let them have the opportunity to say no.
Sure.
And then that gives us feedback of, okay, how are we doing it now?
Yep.
Like the progressive.
So correct.
I'm thinking that I could maybe visit with Hodo and Wurst because they've both been excited about it. So I'll take those two if you want.
Okay.
Maybe you know the Moose guys? I know.
I know the Moose guys.
Maybe are they ones that don't like the coupon?
No, not really.
Okay.
So, but I'll see what they can do.
And then Noodles, I was thinking.
They're QR code guys, though.
Yeah, they are QR code.
It's a free app.
And maybe we design them not so it looks coupon-y. Maybe we put a little bit of flair on it.
Hello.
Hi.
You didn't go to Fargo today.
No. I went the construction route.
Oh, yeah.
I snagged my first one.
There was a lot of traffic this morning.
Oh, and it's so dark. It's like...
Okay, so is that pretty much kind of our task here and to kind of get into the holiday season? Community Partnership Report Retail and Restaurant Initiative, what was that going to...
Is
that it?
Don't know.
It was at the last meeting. You'd wanted to add that, but it sounds like you haven't had a meeting.
Right. No, we haven't had our meeting.
Okay. So maybe Melissa, you could kind of give us an update on the progressive summer.
Yep. So the invitation list. So I don't know if you guys have a chance to update it, but I think we're at 21.
Yep.
So.
Bring your umbrellas.
Yes. So for those of you, I haven't heard from a lot of people. Have you guys? I mean.
As far as what?
Like, any response?
Other than the 21 that said yes?
Mm-hmm. No. Or the ones that said no?
No.
Okay. So I'm gonna, I plan on sending out a friendly reminder, but I met with Everestica and Ushers and Junkyard yesterday just to give them a head count,
right,
just so their tables are ready and they can prepare food. But if you guys have last minute invites.
Right, and Hodo was running for 21 too. Did you talk to Nicole's?
Yep, I did.
Okay.
They're geared for 21 as well.
Cool.
I appreciate you hitting that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the forum, what, tell them what Tuan was worried that we were.
Tuan was worried that it was a private event on the bus, and then wanted to know if we were renting the bus. So my experience with Tuan has not been very good in the past, so I said, I will give you a call back while this is being taped. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So from the standpoint that I talked to some of the bus administrators with Matt Bus, some of the administrators at Matt Bus, and got some clarification. And we are not having a private party on the bus. The private party is actually in the restaurants. We're using basically the bus for the transportation of the party. Anybody can do that from the public standpoint. So, you know, that's basically what it is. So anybody can put that together, kind of couch it from the standpoint, this is a prototype, this is something that we'll be using in the future. So if it is successful from the standpoint.
We want to encourage more people to do it. Anybody can ride it, so if you want to organize an event, use it.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
So, and if somebody from the forum said, hey, I'd want to attend, you would gladly accept them as.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think that it's exclusive.
I invited John Lamb, and he responded.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Quite a few form. Has the contacts are on here.
Has the press release got out?
Yeah, it went out.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what stirred the.
I think your point there is, it's open to whoever would like to attend. We'd love to have 50 people on that
list. Absolutely.
Right.
And so it's a kind of a trial run here, and. But, you know, I agree, you're just using the bus for transportation. Anybody can use the bus.
Yeah, you know, there's an extra half hour, which, you know, it's $50, which, you know, we're extending that. That's something which we'll work with Matt Bus on. So.
Yeah, we wanted to talk about that a little bit because we are using a federally funded bus. Mm-hmm. So there are some charter rules that apply. And it has to be open to the public. It also has to be a published schedule. So, you know, we have to set some rules. Who can extend the bus? And, you know, do we let any private or public business contact Matt Bus and pay it to extend the hours of Link FM? Or is it any bus route? Or is it, you know, that kind of thing? So, you know, I think we should establish some policies on that so that we know how to handle it.
Yep.
Now that the message is out, there may be more calls coming in.
I did have a conversation. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it today because they had a concert last night of the Fargo Theater, both Jay Presents and the Fargo Theater. But I had a good meeting with both of them. And they indicated that they feel that there would be some use of the link. But, you know, once again, we're in that Midwestern mindset. If the link route could be modified, that we could take them down to 3rd Avenue or 4th Avenue, you know, then they think that could be used as an alternative for the four events at the Fargo Theater. Also, you know, when we're looking at Fargo Theater events, especially evening when the parking is, you know, you get pretty jammed up over there, they would like to, you know, take a look at what they can do from, you know, expanding it to maybe 11 o'clock at night. But once again, you know, we'll probably be working with somebody like a private performance company that would pay for that, not the Fargo Theater. The Fargo Theater, I don't think they would be interested in paying for that, but if it's something that, you know, in the future, if we can get the restaurants and the pubs and things like that to rally around, I think it would be a good benefit as well. But that was my initial discussion with them. They feel like even from a 2.5 block standpoint, if you were going to do the stop someplace near Second or First and Broadway, you know, Midwestern mindset, they don't think people are going to walk that far. So that's what I'm hearing from them.
Right. So, and then we also heard, you know, the idea has been just if there's extended hours after 7, it would be on the private sector. But we would still, if there is going to be a route type of change, let's say that the brew pubs decided they wanted to sponsor something after 7 on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, till 10 o'clock, you know, we would have to go out and publish that route, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And right, but and then, you know, set some kind of, at least they'd have to commit to a certain amount of time, because once you publish the route, you need to deliver, right? So, then they would pay. And
are you talking about changing the structure of the route?
After 7, if they were to add, and then, you know, so how any kind of route change or even schedule change, does that take some kind of public comment, right?
Yeah, would that constitute
which is not a bad thing.
It only takes public comment if it's over a certain percent mile of the mileage.
25%
is
what we've adopted.
Yeah,
in
we've
city.
Adopted that policy.
Yeah.
Well, let's work backwards. What if the brew pubs wanted to sponsor a couple of nights till 10 o'clock? What would it take them to do? Because they have expressed.
Would we have to approve the route to the city council then? We would, wouldn't we?
We, if it's deviated from what it currently is,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Yeah, we would.
Because that's a pretty major change to the structure of the service.
And I don't think that's a bad thing. I just think that
no, it's just
that
you need enough time to do
folks
that.
Folks know that, you know, what are their options and how do they do it.
You'd be selling it in advance enough to be able to, you know, like the calendar of events we talked about. If we all agree that there's a certain calendar of events that we need to extend hours on, and we can adopt that calendar of events, then we could do all of the needed publications and all of that at one time and get it all done. I mean, it's like we're going to be out there till whatever time for these events. And the route will be, if the route's going to be adjusted, do it at the same time and then get council approval, commission approval.
And again, it may be some kind of in between where you just keep the existing route and give them the option to extend the hours with sponsorship, something
yep.
like that. You know? And, but, you know, I think it's just good for us to know what we're providing, you know, that opportunity. So I guess the assumption is that the cost be on them, sponsorship, and then they would have to follow the
yep.
regulations.
Yeah, you need to publish
so
something, so we
have
to decide how to publish.
That we can share with people so we're all giving them the same information.
Mm-hmm. Right, that would be very good, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And did you talk about Ryan being here?
No, I was going to say that. You
oh,
go ahead.
It, Ryan Hammond, who's with Federal Transit Administration, our Region 8, is here for the training that we've been in yesterday and today, so we will talk to him while he's here, get some clarification just to make sure, and then we can come up with something, proposed language
mm-hmm.
for you
mm-hmm.
for everyone to look at. So but I know that happens frequently where there's private sponsorship of extended flex routes, etc. So we've seen it before. It's just how exactly to make sure that we do it.
Yeah, we want to make sure we're following, you know,
yeah.
what the
yeah.
Oklahoma, what is it, the loop or whatever it is?
Yeah, a lot of that's
what are we actually getting clarification on? I'm just curious.
On the charter regulations of
okay.
how
yes.
to notify people that we're going to extend hours and what we're going to do, just to make sure that we're following the correct procedures.
Sure.
For.
Okay.
And also, would we need any specification to the types of events that we would be extending for, or would we just kind of blanketly say, anyone who wants to pay this fee, we will do this? Do we want to have some sort of threshold of, you know, size of event, or?
I think you always have to, it's got to be relate to how far off the beaten path. You
yeah.
know, if we decide
yeah.
to have something
mm-hmm.
at the Fargo Dome, that doesn't
yeah.
make sense.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it kind of goes back to your, kind of your restriction of how much can you change that route, and, you know, so I think you almost have to, you know, do a radius and say if this is available, if it's within this radius, so then it's still plausible.
That makes sense.
And I think the last comment I would make too, kind of thinking of the business side of it as well, you know, just on the Moorhead side, we've got a couple of charter bus operations too.
Yep.
I think we'll just want to toe a careful line there to make sure that we're not competing necessarily with the private sector
exactly.
and getting a market attachment that says, well, this is the rental bus opportunity, when really this is a public opportunity for a public good, which is a good thing. But I don't know, I think we'll want to be careful on that policy guidance to make sure that we're not looking as if it's kind of a rent-a-mat bus on demand. There are private providers that will do that, you know, for private events and parties and all that, but maybe some criteria about what's an appropriate match for the downtown area and this particular application. This isn't going to be something that you can take out of downtown and just put it down in South Fargo or something. I think it would just be good to not get stigmatized that it's less public than this kind of brand that we're trying to build is this
how
is the public circulator.
How inclusive of an event it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A couple of dynamics there.
Yeah, so I don't see us, you know, having somebody rent that bus for 2 hours and have it sitting outside their establishment.
Yeah.
You're just modifying the route so it goes by there. And maybe extending the route for those hours. So I see it a little bit different in that respect because I don't think that there's a bunch of charter bus companies that are doing the downtown circular route.
I just think of like special events and tours. You know, with the CBB, we do a lot of that kind of work where the CBB will put money to tours. Sometimes we've gone to Matt and we've arranged tours through Matt, sometimes not. And as downtown becomes the destination, and hopefully more the destination for the convention and Visitors Bureau business, you know, the charters get a lot of that book of business. And I think we just want to make sure that we just define what we want out of it. You know, that's the only comment, you know, just that we're careful with it, too. Because I think Tuan's, you know, comment is, you know, it's insightful. I think it you know, for somebody in the public, if they're just going to say, interesting, so is it all for hire? But yeah, you know, we can work through that. I think that's good staff work. They can get invested in that just to get some good guidance on it.
Sure.
So
if I'm having a private event, and, you know, I look at just flexibility. You know, so maybe the circulator bus doesn't provide that for me, I still have the option to go to the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something that I'm teaming up with somebody else. To do an event like this Progressive Supper, then it looks great for that. So I think the event, it's really, you know, on a case-by-case basis for the individual that's looking at it.
And supporting downtown assets. So the Fargo Theater request is, that's not a bad request at all. That makes sense. You know, could you think about a modified thing? It supports downtown. You know, it seems like DCP would have more of an interest in that too, or just trying to do that, you know. But it's good.
Would you do anything for the Small Business Saturday?
Unfortunately, all our stuff was to print. We were able to get Fargo parking on all our stuff, but we forgot about it.
Sounds like a supplement sticky note.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. Yep. So.
Form does it, we can do it.
Yep. Is that the night within downtowns are open later? That the businesses are open later or not?
Well, they're doing two things this year. Plaid Friday, which is it's kind of the alternative to Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
If you come in plaid or flannel, you get a discount.
Okay.
And then on Small Business Saturday, that's just a national thing, which they're doing.
Yep.
So hours will probably not be adjusted. I think Fridays they might stay open a little bit longer than maybe 6, 7 o'clock. But Saturday hours are pretty much the same.
Okay.
So
you have to wear plaid on Saturday.
Pardon me?
Do you have to wear plaid on Saturday?
Not plaid on Saturday, no. It's the alternative to Black Friday.
Yeah, really.
What ends up on it is Mezzaluna and Rustica on those days, they sell their gift cards for like 25% off. It's a great deal to stock them on.
I did have a talk with
the tip. Yeah.
At least on the Fargo side with the police, with our district lieutenant about, you know, is there a way that we can let the link flow through even right up until the parade starts or the Holly Lights parade? He says that he doesn't see that as being a problem.
So how can we leverage it best? Because getting people that are in the parade around is really an issue.
It is.
It causes congestion on the bridges.
Right. I mean, the only thing that we have is that the parade will start at 6:30. 5:30, and the link stops at 7.
Grid starts at 6:30.
Yep. So would we want to...
Well, we have three buses in the parade.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's a good idea.
But it's, you'll never make that 15 minutes.
But you get plenty of laughing gas.
Just open our doors. Come on.
Yeah, come on. Climb on.
That's awesome.
Get the best view of the parade.
Oh, that's right. At least the one in front of you, the one behind
you.
Yeah,
that's right.
That'd be a first time.
There you go. That's pretty cool.
Okay, anything else that we want to discuss today?
So now what about our next meeting?
I'll summarize for the notes that there'll be an FTA follow-up conversation.
Yes.
And that you guys will just handle that.
Yeah.
Do some staff recommendation coming later about how to handle schedules and have some principal points there. So
yes.
I've got that. So.
Good.
And we'll try to get some coops out by Friday, and I'll go visit the folks I talked to and see if they're on board. But
sure.
That'd be great. You got four already. If we could even get two on Fargo, that'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
For now, and get more, depending on your meeting today.
Yep. So you just want the supply template, I can get working on that.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to meet once before the holidays, or should we wait till after the meeting?
I think we need to meet.
Need to meet?
Yeah, I think so. I think we need to meet once before the holidays.
Okay.
So after next Tuesday, or?
I'd say after Thanksgiving. After before the Christmas, New Year's holidays.
Okay, so let's look at the calendar here.
What is Thanksgiving? Is next week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't it? No. Yeah,
yeah.
It is. Because the holiday parade is Tuesday and Thanksgiving is Thursday.
Okay, so either the 1st or the 8th.
That's where my calendar went.
The 1st is the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
The same.
That works hard, doesn't it?
Or
are you going to be traveling?
I might be out of town.
Okay.
So should we look at the 8th?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a conflicting meeting. I got a bid meeting on that.
They're both Tuesdays.
Let's go ahead and do the first.
It's having this cataract surgery. The second one.
I think it's just good for us to get together and talk a little bit more about promotional ideas and what we can do to really, I like to see how tonight's event goes, what the response is pertaining to the coupons and other promotional items, but maybe even develop some more events based on what we see from tonight. I just think it'd be good for us to get together and see what we can do from a promotional standpoint. So
someday it's going to get cold enough we're going to get to use our skating rink, so we could link to the rink.
There
right.
You go.
Link to the rink.
And then
that's
maybe we'll have maybe a record.
I like that.
I like
by
it,
then
too.
We'd have maybe a report from what you guys find out from the
yes.
The
yeah. We'll have that ready for you.
So yeah, we'll do the first.
Okay, anything else for the good of the order? We're gonna make up today what we went over last week. So.
Right.
You guys will have plenty of time to get to your conference. Appreciate you guys coming.
Good, thank
home.
You. I'm gonna run back home, I forgot my phone.
Oh.
I can't check
good.
My emails during my conference.
Yeah.
My phone. Yeah, there's always emergencies. You know.
Probably have a more productive day.
Huh? Are you meeting out at Mass?
No, it's a holiday.
Oh,
okay.
Is this like a regional?
We have a
national.
Oh,
national.
Cool.
Yeah, we have people from Anaheim, California, and from Texas,
Florida.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
cold.
It's
cold.
Here. Yeah, it's cold.
Oh,
they're whining.
It's warmer than Mesa this morning.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law lives in Mesa. The last 2 days in a row, it's been warmer here than there. So
that happens.